don't eat our saltwater cats.
Okay, right out here, underneath the patio, something that croaks in the marsh over there is
a marsh hen, or do you have in mind?
I'm thinking it's something that hops around.
You're not a frog.
That's right.
No, we don't have them in the salt marsh.
Oh, you don't have them?
In the fresh marsh, yes. But they don't populate the salt marsh here. We do have them. I have them in the yard. And at one time, I had what was known as rain frogs. By the thousands, you could hear them on certain nights. But since mosquito control has moved in with the pesticides and the spraying, I do not hear the spring frogs, as we call them, or the rain frogs.
Mm-hmm. A big frog.
A toad.
Other names. Really large frog.
No, in fresh water, here in the swamps.
Not necessarily around here, but just, you know, any really large frog.
I know what you're thinking. We call them brook frogs in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Spring frogs also, they call them, I think, up there. But we have a large frog in our freshwater swamps here. At night you go with a light and hunt them by their eyes shining.
Yeah.
And the legs only are good for eating.
Right.
Tastes like chicken. Now, I had eaten frog legs more than 60 years ago, I remember, in North Carolina, eating frog legs. And I had to be induced to eat them because the idea was very repulsive to eat frog legs, but afterwards eating them, I couldn't do without them hardly.
I haven't been coerced yet into eating them yet, but maybe someday I'll try them. I was thinking of bullfrog. Have you ever heard that term?
Yeah. Oh, yes. We call almost any toad here a bullfrog.
Okay.
And very seldom do our bullfrogs here croak. It is seldom we hear them sound off. And there's many around, particularly at night. They feed the entire night. And I know it is thousands of insects that they catch. Occasionally I can see a dropping from a frog and I recognize it. And it is a solid mass the size of my little finger. Maybe an inch and a half or 2 inches long, that frog has caught in insects the night before. It's amazing, but I have passed these droppings more than 50 years, never knowing what they were.
Like a small frog, maybe. Not more than an inch in size.
Tree frog, do you have in mind? We do have such a frog that lives practically his entire life, I suppose, in the trees. And they occasionally, before a change of weather, from warm to cold weather, they will croak a little at night, but not enough to annoy us. And with the frogs in the yard, I have indigo snakes. Black snakes here that range around the area, and we do not bother them because we understand that they will catch small rattlesnakes. This is rattlesnake country, and anything to hold down a dangerous snake, we welcome. These black snakes, too, not only known as indigo, there's different varieties. The indigo has a red marking under his chin. Were known as gopher snakes in the earlier days, and a farmhouse that didn't have a 6 or 7 foot gopher snake